we present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of our government service, influential men who have been known to topple the cabinets, usually when they pull their drawers too hard. Today our story opens not in Whitehall's corridors of power, but in the open English countryside, where the men from the ministry are helping a farmer with his problems. Note the esteem in which government officials are held and the quiet, respectful way in which ordinary citizens receive their advice.
Get out of it, you girt-mollocking loobies! You interfering, moss-infested, no-good, scrubby pests! Get on, out of it!
Really, Mr. Dickett, I wish you'd stop waving that pitchfork. You might hurt someone.
Yeah, with a bit of luck, I might. Now go on, pitch off!
Not so fast. Not so fast, Mr. Dickett. You have contravened the Rural Development Act of 1948.
And how have I done that?
By building this little wooden shed, you say, without planning permission.
That ain't no shed.
No, well, it's the hut, you see. And you've built it too near the house.
Of course I built it near the house. You don't expect me to go running down my long-acre meadow in the middle of the night.
But it isn't just a matter of your own convenience.
Quite. I mean, you cannot have illegal constructions in your backyard. You must pull down that washroom at once.
Pull it down at once? But I can't do that.
Why?
Because my wife's inside there, that's why.
Yes. Well, now, look, Mr. Thicker, we don't want to be unreasonable. We don't want to be unreasonable. You needn't lose your little shack altogether. But we insist that you move it to a less prominent spot.
Oh, yeah? Well, where would that be?
Well, the only site on this farm for which planning permission could be granted is just the other side of that wall.
What? Well, that's where I stack my potatoes.
Well, move your potatoes somewhere else.
There ain't nowhere else to put them. They're nowhere dry and sheltered,
oh, yes. Nonsense, Mr. Thicket. You find somewhere else for your potatoes and move your cabin over there. I mean, either that or it goes all together.
Oh, you not heard the last of this, you pinstripe pansies?
What?
Move my potatoes, is it? You get out of here before I set my Lizzie on you. She'll tear you to pieces.
Oh, let's go, man. He's got a dog.
Don't you kid yourselves. Lizzie's my wife.
Oh, I bet you're glad you're back in the office. Sounds like a nasty morning.
Yes, it was, Mildred. It's very, very nasty indeed.
That farmer's a very strange man. Imagine keeping pigs undercover all day.
Well, I thought lots of farmers kept pigs undercover.
Yes, but not upstairs in the bedrooms.
I don't know. He seems to go out of his way to flout every ministry rule, putting his shed just where he pleases.
Letting his cows have the run of the farmyard.
I didn't stand any nonsense, Mildred. I jolly well put my foot down.
Yes. Pity you put your foot down where you did, though. Mr. Lennox Brown's trousers back from the cleaners yet?
Well, no, sir. You see, it's a two-hour service. I'll ring and check in about 10 minutes.
Well, hurry them up if you could, Mildred. It's a bit limited, you know, having to stay sitting down at my desk.
What about tea, Mildred?
Oh, I got the kettle on already, sir.
Yes, well, we certainly sorted that old rogue out, too. He'll move his shed now, all right.
I didn't like his mysterious threats to get his own back.
Oh, nonsense, nonsense. What can he do? Now the whole thing's buttoned up. Sir Gregory will be very pleased with us, you know.
Good. Then we can get back to important matters.
Yes.
I've been meaning to show you these photographs, man. What do you think of them?
Oh, pictures of old African masks, aren't they? Yes, carved in wood. They're very primitive.
African? They're portraits of me.
Oh, yes, yes. I can see the resemblance now, yes.
Do you like them, one?
Do I like them? Well, let's say the answer is in the negative.
One, my photographs aren't funny.
Oh, Jove, you're right. You have my deepest sympathy.
I had these photos specially taken. I'm going to choose the best, sign it with a cheery greeting, and get lots of copies printed.
Odd business.
Then at Christmas, I'll send signed photographs to all my friends instead of Christmas cards. I thought it would make a nice gesture.
Good Lord, if you send me one of those, I'll certainly make a gesture. It's not going to be a very nice one, either.
Great cheer. Tea is here.
Ah, tea, splendid.
Half and half, as usual.
Half and half?
Yeah. Half in the cup and half in the saucer.
Lord,
It's about time we had some new cups. Just look at them, all chipped and cracked.
Yeah, well, it's typical, isn't it?
Dreadful.
I mean, everything in this office is old and worn out.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Have you seen my typewriter? I mean, have you seen it? It's all clogged and hopeless. This morning, it took me 10 minutes to type one letter.
Oh, that's not too bad.
10 minutes for one letter? Think how long it would take me to type the whole alphabet. I tell you, it's a living scandal having to work with all this old gear.
Well, I absolutely agree with you, Mildred. Mr. Lamb and I are constantly on at Sir Gregory for new office equipment.
I need a new chair, for instance. This one's lost all its swivel.
And there's Death Watch Beetle in the hat stand. I'm only afraid they'll get into my bowler.
And then they could get at your head.
Well, will we get new stuff, sir?
No, I doubt it. This new government are cutting public expenditure, you know. They seem quite happy to see civil servants deprived of essentials.
I wonder how they'd feel about you sitting there with no trousers on.
Oh, Mildred, for heaven's sake, chase up the cleaners, will you?
Right, sir.
Can't keep saying right here. Look, are you sure there are no spare trousers about, too?
Yes, but I searched everywhere. But you could make a rude skirt from this brown paper. The label says, suitable for wrapping bulky objects.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You're kind, aren't you? I'll just stay sitting down.
Ah, Linux Prime.
Yeah, oh, ah. Hello, Sir Gregory.
Well, isn't it usual to rise when the permanent undersecretary enters the room?
I'd stay sitting down if I may, sir.
You don't want to show some slight deference?
No, I don't want to show a slight difference. that's to say, Well, you see, I strained my ankle this morning, sir.
Ah, strained your ankle? Hmm. Dear me, well, I know a bit of first aid. I'd better have a look at
No. There's really no need, Sir Gregory.
Yes, Sir Gregory, if you know about first aid, I wondered if you'd look at this knocked little pimple on my neck.
Not much I can do about that, I'm afraid. That's your head.
Well, we've had a rather difficult day, sir. You know that job you gave us for the Ministry of Agriculture?
Oh, yes. Some farmer making a nuisance of himself here.
We went down and dealt with him this morning. He proved extremely stubborn.
However, we stood firm, sir. Oh, we stood firm. Yes, we found a new site for his outhouse and insisted he moved it there. He knuckled under in the end.
Good. So for once, you didn't put your foot in it.
Yes, Sir Gregory.
Well, it's good to know you can do something right.
Oh, thank you, Sir Gregory.
No, we do our best, sir. Not always in the easiest of conditions, yes. You'll usually find us trying.
Oh, I do.
Well, I wonder, Sir Gregory, I wonder if the time is ripe to remind you of our need for new office equipment.
What?
A lot of things need renewing. Our safe, for instance.
Your safe?
In particular, the question of the door.
What about the door?
Well, we feel it ought to have one.
And then there's the pencil bluntener.
Pencil bluntener?
It used to be a pencil sharpener, but now it just breaks your end off.
Yeah, well, we do feel, sir, that some modest expenditure on new equipment would make us even more efficient.
Oh, you do, do
yes,
you?
We do.
Then let me tell you that we're in the middle of an economy drive.
An economy drive.
And not only that, your low grade in the civil service does not entitle you to new office equipment until March 1983.
Oh, dear. March 1983.
No, just a moment. I'm wrong. October 1983.
Oh.
And don't imagine this modest success with your farmer friend put you straight in my good books. It was a perfectly simple job. If you'd bungled that, I'd have had you transferred to archives at Ballymucky. Any more questions?
No, Sir Gregory, no.
Splendid. Then perhaps we can now get to the purpose of my call. I'm here to talk about money.
Money, Sir Gregory? I say, do you mean we're getting a pay rise?
You don't really think that, Lamb, do you?
I suppose not.
Good. In my view, your weekly wage is already twice as much as you're worth.
But, Sir Gregory, £4.10 goes nowhere these days.
The money I'm here to talk about is the national currency. The pound note has been redesigned.
Ah, yes, now I heard about that.
Well, it's part of the change to decimals, and it's also a move against tax dodgers.
Oh.
All the old pound notes will be called in.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter now, lad?
I've got one in a china pig at home, and I can't get it out.
Oh, how sad. Do you feel the government should cancel the whole project?
Perhaps they could just postpone it until my landlady's back from Margate. She's taken off butter knife with her, you see. It's the only thing that fits the piece.
Lamb, will you stop this incessant babbling? The old pounds will be called in, and fresh ones will replace them. Now, you two are to take this new design to the mint so that they can get on with printing the new notes.
Oh, my word. Is that it? The new pound note?
Yes, it's the design for the new centerpiece. A more contemporary pound symbol, plus a new picture of the Queen.
Oh, splendid.
The general outline remains the same.
Yes.
Now, the printers must start work tomorrow.
We'll deliver the design safely in the morning, sir.
Well, I'm off home now to prepare for my fact-finding mission.
Oh, yes, the south of France, isn't it, sir?
Yes, that's right. The government are worried about currency spent by British tourists on the beaches.
So you'll go down there and study the figures?
Yes, yes. I'll be in tomorrow morning, though, and I'll expect to hear that this envelope is safely in the hands of the mint. So get on with it.
By Jove, what a vicious man he is.
You shouldn't let him dominate you, Ron. You should stand up to him, surprise him.
If I stood up like this, I would surprise him. Yes, well, thank heavens we tied up that farmer business. Did you hear what Sir Gregory said to you? If we'd botched that, he'd have sent us to Ballymucky.
Oh, the mind boggles.
I know.
Still, we didn't botch it.
No.
The old rogue will have moved his shed by now and dumped his potatoes somewhere else.
Yes. Here, there's ever such a to-do down in the old.
Really? Old Matthew's run amok again with his floor polishing machine?
No, sir. It's that farmer you went to see this morning. He just drove his tractor down Whitehall and tipped a huge load of potatoes in the ministry entrance.
What? Potatoes in our entrance?
Yeah, tons and tons of them. A great pile blocking the hallway.
Oh, I told you he meant those threats, Run. This is his way of protesting.
Good grief. Well, can't the hall porter clear them away?
No, sir, there's too many. And anyway, old Matthews can't do anything.
Why, is he under the weather again?
No, sir, he's under the potatoes. He was just crossing the hall with your trousers.
My trousers are under there, too?
Yes. Oh. Well, excuse me, I'm going to try and grab a few spuds for my mum.
We did botch the job, Run. If Sir Gregory sees those potatoes, he'll murder us.
Yes, well, thank heaven he's gone home early. And then he's away for a week.
Yes, but don't you remember? He said he'd be in the morning.
Oh, my glory, yes.
Oh, there you are, sir. I came down to tell you your 11s are ready in the office.
Thank you very much, Mildred, but we'll have to miss out today. Mr. Lamb and I must stay here till Sir Gregory comes.
What? You're going to wait on the ministry steps all morning?
Yes, he mustn't see those potatoes or he'll blame us. We're going to divert him round to the back entrance.
Yes.
You know, you think those potatoes would be gone by now with all the ministry staff smuggling a few home in their bowler hats. The pile seems just as big as yesterday.
It's awful. Their eyes seem to follow me everywhere.
It's lucky old Matthews was near the side of the heap. I nearly crawled out about 7 o'clock.
Yes, hard to wait till then to get my trousers back.
Is he all right?
Well, he seems to be. Couldn't say much. Yeah, the large King Edward jammed in his mouth.
Oh, I wish Sir Gregory had hurried up. When we've sorted him out, we must get that design to the mint. And I've got to go to the photographer's.
Yes, I can't understand it. Sir Gregory's usually here sharp at 11:15.
There's his Rolls Royce now.
Mildred, you'd better get back to the office. Yes. And two, you stand by to grab Sir Gregory. And whatever you do, don't mention potatoes.
Don't mention potatoes.
Morning,
Lamb. Morning, King Edward. Morning, Sir Murphy. Sir Gregory.
Well, what are you doing down here? And then it's Brown, too. Don't you have any work to do? Here, let go of my arm.
Well, we've been waiting for you, my dear Sir Gregory.
What do you want? No, don't do anything foolish. My chauffeur saw you meet me.
It's all right, sir. No. We just want to escort you round to the rear entrance.
The rear entrance? Yes. Have you gone out of your mind?
Not yet, Sir Gregory. Yes. The front hall is dangerous, you see. The floor has just been polished.
Oh, yes. It's like glass. Old Fatty Scott fell over at 9 o'clock and he still hasn't managed to get up again.
Yes, I mean, we wouldn't want you to slip, sir. I mean, we can't afford accidents to people like you.
We have to look after our top potatoes. Top executive.
Oh, all right. I'll go in the rear entrance. There's no need for you both to carry me.
Well, then you can leave this to me now, too. I'll see Sir Gregory safely. You get along to your photographers, and then I'll meet you at the mint.
Yeah, right.
Good
morning. My name's Richard Lamb. You took some photographs of me the other day. Do you remember?
Do I remember, Ducky? Oh, I'm not likely... I'm not likely to forget that little experience. Thank you very much. Proper old cross patch you were.
I'm sorry I was angry. I didn't like the way you looked at my face and then put the black cloth over my head instead of over your pillow.
Just my little joke, Ducky. I mean, you did look rather butch posing among the potted palms in your toga.
Well, I'm glad we settled for a modern portrait. I've shown the proofs to my colleagues, and they say they've never seen anything like them.
Yes, I can imagine, Ducky. Well, now, which one have you chosen?
I've chosen the one with my enigmatic smile.
Ooh.
And I've written on it, cheery greetings and love from Dickie.
Love from Dickie, Ducky?
No. Not from Dickie Ducky, just love from Dickie. And it's in this envelope. I'll return the other proofs by post.
Right you are. 50 copies, you said?
That's right, Mr. Flashampton. I must dash now. I have an important assignment at the mint.
Ah, there you are, too. I thought you'd never get here.
Why didn't you go in without me?
Because you've got the design, haven't you?
Have I? Oh, yes, here it is. Did you manage to keep Sir Gregory away from the you-know-what?
Just. I had to chuck him all the way up to his office and all the way down again. Luckily, he'd only looked in to collect his expenses before catching the plane to France.
That gives us a whole week to lose those potatoes.
And to get this currency job buttoned up. Now, let's go in.
Ah, you'll be the man from the ministry. I'm the printing supervisor. Griffith Davis is my name.
My word, you Scots are everywhere.
Oh, there's wrong you are. I'm not Scots, good Lord, no. Cockney, I am. Now then, it's the new pound note, isn't it?
Yes, most of it remains the same, you know, but there's a new design for the centerpiece. Mr. Lamb here has it in that envelope.
Oh, indeed, yes, we've been fully briefed.
Good.
The machines are set up and ready. We can start at once or even sooner.
I say, can we look round while we're here?
Oh, there, sorry I am, but people can't look round a mint without a permit, you see.
Oh, well, never mind. I suppose you have to watch out for mint spies.
Oh, come now. Mr. Lamb, that's enough of your mint song.
Do the design, too, and let's get back to the office. Too much laughing steams up my glasses.
I'll have to ring off in a minute, Kay. I'm all behind. Yeah, I'm tidying up before me leave, you know. What? Oh, no, no. The potatoes are still in the hall. They've been there over a week. My boss is a dead worried. Well, Sir Gregory's back today. Oh, yeah, they tried to get rid of them. Mr. Lamb started selling them from a barrow in Whitehall. Well, it's tea trolley, really. But the police moved him on. Yeah, I'll let you know when I get back. Ta-ra.
Well, any news on Sir Gregory yet?
Well, his office says he's back in the country, but he went straight to the Treasury for the launching of the new pound note. He'll be here in about an hour.
Oh, dear, and all those potatoes still in the hall.
I thought Mr. Lennox Brown had a plan yesterday.
Fat lot of use that was. He decided to raffle the potatoes. 2 bob a ticket and the winner take the lot.
Well, that's not a bad idea. What went wrong?
Well, to start with, he only sold 4 tickets, and that was by force.
Oh, who bought them?
Me.
Well, we can all relax. I've arranged for a contractor to come and take those potatoes away in the truck.
But, well, I suggested that ages ago, and you said we hadn't any money to pay for it.
Ah, but today I had a brilliant idea. I remembered the staff Christmas fund.
Sir, you haven't been and gone and robbed the Christmas fund.
It's not robbed, Mildred. What a thing to say. No. Merely a small loan. By December, I should be able to replace it with money from the summer holiday fund.
But Sir Gregory's due in an hour. Will this chap move the heap in time?
Well, he's coming at once, too. Mildred, perhaps you could meet him in the hall.
Oh, you said I could go off early, sir. I'm starting to leave.
Oh, yes, of course. It had slipped my mind for a moment. Yes, you go, Mildred, you go. Matthews could meet the contractor. Hmm.
Where are you spending your holiday, Mildred?
At Sheffield, sir. The Seaview guest house.
Seaview? In Sheffield? Now, the sea's miles away.
Well, yeah, but they've got a very high roof. Now, you know where to find all the important things while on the way.
Yes, don't worry. The tea's in the tin marked paper clips.
Yes.
And the sugar's in the confidential file.
That's right.
Now, off you go. Enjoy yourself.
Yes, have a good time, Mildred.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes, bye-bye.
I say, when the potatoes are gone, all our worries are over.
I think you could say that, yes. The new notes reached the Treasury this morning, I hear.
Oh, Sir Gregory will be pleased.
Might even give us our new office equipment.
excuse me, sir. I'll pop back to give you this package, Mr. Lamb. The messenger just brought it up.
Ah, it's from that photographer. Must be my greetings photos. I say, I wonder what my chums will make of these.
Something to scare off birds, perhaps. Drive well, run along, Mildred, or you'll miss your train.
Righty-ho, sir.
Yes.
Ta-ra.
Oh, don't keep saying ta-ra.
Everything is going well.
Yes. Lennox Brown.
Grudge here, transport and haulage. You asked me to shift your potatoes.
Ah, yes, Mr. Grubb. Now, you've started the job?
No, I perishing well haven't, and I'm not flaming likely to either.
Oh, what's gone wrong?
The money, that's what's wrong. You give me that charity box unopened, didn't you?
Yes.
You'll find about £30 in there, you said. And when I get home and open it, what do I find?
£20?
I find 1 3 in pennies, 8 trouser buttons, and a badge saying up with miniskirts.
Oh, yes. Well, now, perhaps we could come to some arrangement, Mr. Grudge.
Yeah, a dead easy one. You can take your potatoes and stick them.
Good grief. Oh, dear me, too. He won't do the job.
Oh, dear. Now everything's going wrong again. That photographer's not copied my photo at all. He sent all these pictures of the Queen. Oh. These look like part of the new pound notes. Perhaps I gave him the wrong envelope.
Oh, don't just sit there opening and closing your mouth like a gaga goldfish. What are you trying to say?
I had the two, didn't I? My photo and the design for the mint. If I gave the design to the photographer...
Two. No. You didn't.
Oh.
You couldn't.
This time I'll murder you both.
You could, yeah. Oh, now, before you say any more, Sir Cricket, let me tell you, my colleague and I are quite willing to emigrate. Now, we've looked up trains to Australia.
Silence, Lennox Brown, and tell Lamb he is not invisible when he puts his head under the carpet like that.
Two. Sir Gregory says you're not in...
Be quiet!
When you put your head...
Quiet! Now, let me remind you that during my week's absence, all paper money has been called in.
Yes, sir.
Today, we launched the new improved pound note.
Ah, yes.
The cabinet meets at the Treasury. I am there.
You are there.
The Prime Minister takes the first new note from its package,
sir.
He holds it up for us to see.
Yes.
And what do we see? Death!
That's Sir Gregory.
Well, go on. Read it out.
Read it out. The Bank of England promises to pay bearer. Cheery greetings and love from Dickie.
And whose picture is that, apparently wearing a crown and a foolish smirk?
Well, I'm not sure, Sir Gregory. Could it be Anne Eagle? Perhaps Her Majesty wasn't free.
It's Lamb, isn't it?
To sit for...
All the new pound notes carry a portrait of Lamb. Lamb's idiot features are on all of them. Where is Lamb?
I think you frightened him, Sir Gregory. Two, come back here. Hiding up the chimney won't solve anything, you...
It wasn't my fault, Sir Gregory.
What?
It was the photographer, you see. He dropped them in the hall as a protest, and Farmer Thicket took my photo in his privy. Only Matthews had LB trousers. That chap at the mint grabbed the wrong one, but it wasn't his fault, really, because I'd already let Flash Hampton have it.
It's not quite as simple as that, Sir Gregory.
You... you idiots! You blundering, half-baked buffoons! You hopeless, helpless lunatics! You nasty, stupid, incompetent...
Brainless, Sir Gregory.
The brainless, asinine fools. In a few bungling minutes, you made our currency worthless.
What are you going to do, Sir Gregory?
You for a start. And then we'll have to withdraw all these new pound notes.
But you've already called in the old ones, Sir Gregory. There'll be no money about at all.
Thank you for making it clear to me, Lamb. The cabinet have already faced that problem. And there's only one solution.
While we're getting fresh notes printed, the country, thanks to you, will have to revert to a system we haven't used since the Middle Ages.
Here is the news read by John Curl. The emergency barter system brought in by the government to meet the currency crisis seems to be working well. The strike of boilermakers in Frinton is settled. A spokesman said the management would increase the basic weekly wage by 5 pairs of stocks. But the union would still seek extra crumpets for overtime workers. Thieves who broke into a Mayfair bank last night got away with 1,000 tins of baked beans. The manager said today they obviously got the wind up. They fled quickly, missing over 500 cabbages in the safe. A new record price for a painting. At Sotheby's today, there was brisk bidding for an early Cannelloni entitled Angels Weeping at the Fall of St. Harold. The picture was finally sold to an American dealer, Mr. Sol Greco, for 85 tons of rhubarb. Manchester United football star Randy Most has been transferred to Arsenal. The fee, $500,000 pork chops and a signed photograph of Godfrey Wynne. Most said afterwards, I hope the fans won't expect too much too soon. It'll be hard to play with this hanging round my neck.
Morning, all. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, it's all right, Mildred. First day back from leave, it's always a bit of a rush.
We were in early because we wanted to admire our new office furniture.
Yeah, what's that? The place. New tables, new carpet, new typewriter. Did Sir Gregory finally come round?
No. Fortunately, we haven't seen him lately. He's been supervising the government's barter scheme.
Well, how did you get all this posh gear?
Ah, that was thanks to the barter system.
You got all this stuff by bartering? But what did you give in exchange?
50 tons of potatoes.
Go on. So you got rid of the spuds. No wonder you both are cheerful. Yeah, but what about that farmer? They were his potatoes, legally.
Oh, he's quite happy. While all this bartering was going on, he was able to swap his wife for a built-in bathroom.
Well, I never did.
Then it's time you started. How was your holiday, Mildred?
Oh, smashing thanks. Super dig. Sure. We could ask our landlady for anything we wanted. And she'd show us how to do without it. But I can't get over this new furniture.
I shouldn't try, Mildred. You might have a nasty fall. See my new desk, have you?
No.
Well, look at that, then. Cushioned top, you see?
Oh.
Yeah, keeps my feet very comfortable.
And my desk has a built-in alarm bell. I think it's to wake me up when it's time to go home.
And what about this new filing cabinet?
Ah, you've noticed. Yes, rather smart, eh? Yes, we specially like the built-in colour television.
And the bottom drawer's a waste disposal unit.
A waste disposal unit? Whatever for?
Any work we don't like the look of. Just pop it in there.
Within 30 seconds, it's mangled beyond recognition.
Yes.
Here, talking about mangling beyond recognition, wasn't Sir Gregory after you for that pound note, Bloomer?
Yes, we did have rather an ugly scene. But since then, he's been too busy to bother us.
Yes, and now they've issued lots of splendid new pound notes. Life can return to normal.
Yes.
So there's no damage done, and we're hoping it'll all blow over.
No damage done? Well, what about the cost of calling in all those notes with your face on? And the bill for printing a fresh lot?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Good Lord. Mildred's right, too. We've been living in a fool's paradise. Of course. Sir Gregory will blame us for all that expense.
Oh. I want a word with you, General.
Oh, yes, sir. What a pleasant surprise.
Brilliant the way you handled that currency crisis, Sir Gregory.
If you're worried about all the costs, sir, we'll pay out of our own pockets. Lamb here will sell his matchbox collection.
Darling, that won't be necessary, Lennox Brown, haven't you heard?
You mean we'll get life imprisonment?
No, Mr. Lamb. I mean you're something of an international celebrity. Those pound notes with your face on have become very valuable.
Valuable?
Well, as soon as they were withdrawn, collectors all over the world began to bid huge sums for them. Rarity value, you see. They'll soon be our most valuable export.
Good grief, with Lamb's face on. I'd have thought they'd be classed as offensive material.
Sorry, Lennox Brown. Don't be rude to Mr. Lamb. Oh. He's an important national asset.
Is he?
Yes, we've had requests for him to make personal appearances abroad. Will you do it, Mr. Lamb?
I'm not sure, Sir Gregory.
But you must do. Good gracious me, remember the old saying.
What old saying's that one?
In for a penny, in for a pound.
Oh, no.
See?